5 tips and tricks for good content writing, read by me, John, written by Joseph Carabini, KB's content writer and part of the Mega Marketing team. What can I tell you about good content writing? Usually when I sit down to write this weekly blog, I begin with research. This week, I'm going rogue. That's not because I know everything and don't need help. In fact, it's the opposite. I'm boycotting research this week because you can't know everything. So I figured out why not just share a few tips and tricks that have helped me. Note, next week's blog will be written by our talented new content writer, Vicky Palmer, who will no doubt have her own tips and tricks for good content writing to share with you in the future. For now, though, I hope you learned something new from me. Keep 'em moving. Many people think that good content writing grabs your attention and keeps you engaged for as long as the writer wants. Not true. Good content writing should be pushing your eyes across and down the page, driving readers further and faster along their journey. This rings particularly true if you're writing about a subject that is, shall we say, not the most thrilling. Be aware of the fact you might not have your readers' undivided attention to start with, or that they may not intend to read the entire piece of content. The faster you can get them to the second or third paragraph, the more likely they are to find something that engages them or simply decide to commit to reading more. If you kick off your content with a slew of big words and hard-to-digest sentences, you're putting a speed bump in the reader's journey through your content. My personal method for avoiding this is to either read my content aloud, the beauty of working remotely, or read it aloud in my head. Try it and ask yourself, am I whizzing through it or plodding along? Fail to prepare. As I said, I wasn't researching this week's article, and I'm not, but usually I do, and I always research what I'm talking about before writing so that I can plunge myself into the article without worrying about getting my facts right, hitting the right notes or nailing the tone of voice. An in-depth understanding of all the need-to-know frees you up for good content writing. That doesn't just mean knowing the subject matter, though. It means understanding the purpose of the content and how you're going to achieve that. Rules are made to be learned, then broken. Nobody breaks the rules of writing more than the Ernest Hemingways and Hunter S. Thompsons of the world. Essentially, once you understand language well enough, you can play around and have fun with it. With that said, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of understanding the rights and wrongs before attempting to execute this. Think of it in terms of art. Could Picasso create his abstract art or Van Gogh paint with his wild brushstrokes without having a sixth sense of why deviating from traditional methods will benefit the work? By all means, draw outside the lines, but don't just ignore them. For example, a little trick I picked up from Hunter Thompson is capitalizing certain words or phrases, even if it's technically, grammatically incorrect, to add a bit of gravitas, emphasis, or credibility, as if unofficially elevating to a higher status. But how do you learn the new rules and how to break them? Immerse yourself in writing. The oldest trick in the book is, ironically, enough books. Good content writing is born from the good content writing that went before. If you're too proud to learn new skills from others, you're stunting your own growth as a writer. Our digital graphic designer, Chris Oliver, told me that he'll even take design inspiration from graffiti he sees in the street. He thinks that makes him a nerd. He's right. But it also makes him an outstanding graphic designer. The same goes for good content writing, so always be on the lookout for inspiration, whether that's a catchy tagline on a bus stop poster or reading an all-time great novel. In fact, you can even learn from bad writing. Just keep your eyes and ears open. One final tip. Enjoy it. Everybody at KB loves what they do, and that's why we work so well together. And hey, if you don't enjoy content writing or graphic design, or, well, any other part of marketing, just get in touch with us and we'll be happy to help.